at the press conference, I thought it was very interesting that you told us about the body languages or even eye contact.
Yes,
very
that's right.
Thing. And the, did you come up with all those details or did the director tell you?
Law enforcement is about gaining control. And when you're dealing with these types of perpetrators, in large part you're not dealing with criminals or people that are in it for the money. You're dealing with sociopaths, people that have real problems. They're not normal people. And it's very difficult to get a sociopath to be reasonable. So what you have to do is, if you can, is dominate them in the proceedings, dominate them emotionally and mentally and so on. In real law enforcement, if you are taken into custody, right, for a crime, whether you've committed it or not, by the time you get to your interview, you are so frightened by the police that you're willing to confess to anything because, and it's their job to get your attention and soften you up, because if you're guilty, they have to, this is their opportunity to get you, and they're going to control you if they can. So Horatio has very specific methods with his voice, with his body posture, with his eyes, with the sunglasses. All of those things are by design to kind of play games with you in a way that will get you off balance, because I don't want you to be comfortable. I don't want you to have any power in the scene. I want you to be confused, to be upset, and maybe frightened, because then I have a chance to break you down. And I have to do that, because if you're sitting across the table from me, it means you're a dangerous person. It does. We're not wrong about you. And if you didn't commit this crime, you may have committed something else. You may have factored in. I describe the show as shark stories. There's a shark in the water, and I got to get him out. You know, and that's real. That's a real thing. So these are all dangerous people on the show, and we have various tools that we use to gain control of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the show has much reality in it, but I thought sometimes the Horatio is too cool, fashionable, and very, you know, how he says things and very proper.
Yep.
And I wonder, real officers are like that, or did you learn from somebody? Like,
well, in my observance, it's pretty interesting because the real law enforcement people, and sometimes even in the military, they are very formalized and they are in great control of information. The key to all of this is collecting information, okay, and disseminating that information in a way that is to your advantage. So I am very sparing. I try to get them to cut as much dialogue as possible. I don't need dialogue. I trim the dialogue way, way down because I don't want to share information until I'm ready. And it's very interesting if you're around the real investigators. They're very formal. They're not forthcoming. You don't know where you stand with them, and that's all by design. So he's not that far off the mark in terms of how he approaches a situation. I don't want you to know what he's thinking. I don't want you to know what his position is, because if I give away my position, then I'm not at an advantage. I don't want you to have the upper hand, because I won't have a chance to get control of the situation if I do that. So it's a technique, it's a tool, and so, as I've said, you know, when I've been around the real investigators, they're similar, and some of them are not as eloquent, you know, and maybe not as refined as Horatio is, but they are not forthcoming. They do not put themselves at a disadvantage. They don't do that.
Did you observe those people for this?
To some degree. The character is an amalgam of a number of people I've experienced.
Mm.